Hello, everybody. It's Madge here. Trying to hold this better for less handling noise. I've been so sensitive lately to handling noise. And, so it's very hot out. I'm outside. It feels like it's almost 80, maybe. It's very hot. And, so is my vagina. I'm going to try not to talk about anything of substance today, because it always fucks me up. So I'll talk, maybe update you on my hemorrhoid. I take baths in these Epsom salts. It's very nice. And it helps. It doesn't get rid of it all the way, but I notice that when I soak, it just kind of relieves the pain for a little bit. I'd say for 4 hours. I don't even think about it. I don't even think, I have a hemorrhoid. I don't even think about it at all. It's just like, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's gone. I don't know, but I don't think about it. So I guess that's pretty good. So I should take those Epsom salts. But then my life partner says that those makes you smell like a yoga teacher, the smell. I use the eucalyptus flavor Epsom salts. And I got 2 bags of them. I got 2 bags of the Epsom salts. It's a city bus. And they're both a eucalyptus. Oh, this guy's talking to himself. Let's see if we can see what he's talking about. So I got 2 bags of the Epsom salts. So that's pretty good. Oh, somebody's feeding the chickens. I'm not going to do that. So I got 2 bags of the Epsom salts. So it's going to be a while before I stop smelling like a yoga teacher. So it's going to be a while. But my life partner, we got this giant coconut thing. All right. So you heard that. I don't know what that was. I feel sorry for people that don't live in the city and can't get exposed to that sort of thing like me. All those nice people. So we got this coconut oil vat because it's better for fisting than Crisco. And just kidding, I don't do that sort of thing. But it's a huge Costco coconut oil in plastic, so we're almost done with it. And so she's going to clean it out. She's going to clean it out, and then we're going to have a plastic container for the bath salts. And it's not the kind of bath salts that make you eat people's face off. It's just the bath salt that makes you, I guess your hemorrhoid shrink so it doesn't feel like there's this tongue sticking out of your hands. And so, hi, I'm recording right now. Yeah, you too. So, got these bath salts, and it's going to be wonderful. And... yeah, so I'm just trying to sell me some shit. There's always those people, and they're trying to sell shit, but it's always like for some altruistic cause. But why the hard sell? I don't get it. Like, if it's a charity, why do they have to do such a hard sell? And they're obviously paying people, they're obviously paying people to do that. So how much of that money is to save the children or save the fecus or whatever it is? How much of that money goes to the actual cause when you're paying people to hustle and all that sort of thing? Anyway, 2 more days till this cast. So I'm going to have a special container. I'm really trying not to talk about substance. I think I'm going to have Tammy on today, but I'm not sure. I'm going to try. And so... what's that? I thought it was a lady, but it's a man. I don't know his pronouns, though. Might be a woman. It's very loud today. Oh, that was a motorized bike. I'm fascinated by the motorized bikes, like with the... they use gasoline. Right? Somebody left a power cord right on the ground here. There's so many scooters out, but since the scooters emerged in Lakeview, I have been one-armed, so I haven't been able to try them. Oh, it's a huge truck with some pipes. Pipe Lay in Lawanda. Pipe Lay in Lawanda Page. Ah, vagina, vagina, vagina. I have one to you. I have one to you. I was talking with a listener named... Well, I don't want to say her name because she might not want to use her real name because a lot of people don't like to... They like to dissociate the Madge. But she's going to come on hopefully next week and talk about things like Polish citizenship and that sort of thing. And maybe Judy. And also things like that. How much America sucks. Oh, but no, we're not talking about substance today. Not that that's substance. Okay, so we're talking about my bath salts and how my hemorrhoid is... It helps the hemorrhoid. But, oh, I know what I was going to say. So the other thing... Actually, I wasn't going to say it, but now I am. The other thing is, I was finished to tell you that... No, I wasn't finished to tell you, but now I am. That the thing of it is... When I go into the bath for the roid, oh, there's wind, shit cock. Now you're going to get handling noise from the wind. When you, oi veis mir, oi veis mir, ein glickes mir bekumen. I have no idea what that means. I'm going to say I'm some more. When I take the bath for the hemorrhoid, the bath salts are great for the roid. But the problem is that weird smell and kind of... strange salty texture gets into my cast because my cast, as I've mentioned, is waterproof. So I take the cast in the bath, but then all day my arm smells like a yoga teacher. So I may forget about the hemorrhoid, but I can't forget about the smell on my arm. So I have this orange cast and it smells like a hemorrhoid. I mean, like a lesbian. No, like a yoga teacher. So I was thinking about this. I made a little video because of this Holocaust thing. You know, there's some study out in The Guardian that, you know, most kids don't know shit about the Holocaust, you know, horrible education, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, right. So I made a video about it. I posted it on the Twitter sheet. But then I had to take off like the last 20 seconds because I said something really nasty and contradictory of what I was saying. So I'm going to talk about it here because this is my safe space, the East. And I can be just horrible here and play with terrible ideas. So I was going on about how stupid, you know, it is to just believe in conspiracy theory like that the Holocaust didn't happen. And at the same time, I was saying that people who... stereotype huge groups of people are idiots. And then I went on to wonder about why so many yoga teachers are into QAnon. And then I explained towards the end of the video, I said, well, it's because yoga teachers are basically dumb. And then I erased that because I realized that I was just doing what I accused myself of what other people are doing, which is to stereotype a whole group. However, since the fact that I am a human and also a hypocrite, because I am in fact human, I will expand on that now. So, but there's not much to say except, yeah. I mean, a lot of yoga teachers, and I'm a yoga practitioner myself, so I guess I should include myself in this, even though I don't teach, but so many yoga teachers just seem like they do it because they don't really have much intelligence, so they believe in stupid shit. Now, I think yoga's great. I love the way it makes me feel for my body, but they add all this dogma and bullshit to it, like, oh, it cleans your toxins and cleans your snatch and all this bullshit, and it's just nonsense, you know. And there's maybe it's not nonsense, but I just don't like making statements without proof. So anyway, that's that. I guess I don't really have much to say on the subject because I feel myself being an idiot. You know, why should I be that way about yoga teachers? But, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on this QAnon business, and the common denominator is it's not for big thinkers. You know, generally, smart people don't fall for conspiracy theory. I think that's what it comes down to. Am I wrong? Tell me. Show me examples. But in general, it seems like you got to be kind of dumb to fall for a cult or a conspiracy theory. Right? And Trump is a cult. We know that, right? 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 Of course, right. Have I made a match for you? He's handsome. He's tall. All right, he's 6'2". What? But he's a nice man, a good catch, true, true. It's really warm out. It's an Indian summer grapefruit. Well, it's actually technically still summer. And my arm is wet because I didn't take the hemorrhoid bath today. I know from the talk of this, you're going to think I have a huge hemorrhoid, but it's not that bad, really. There's nothing else to talk about besides the usual horrible politics garbage. Joe Rogan. Well, that sort of thing. Did I talk about Joe Rogan? How stupid of Biden not to go on Joe Rogan? It's 200 million fucking people. Okay, 200 million downloads a month. I was corrected. Fine. However, it's at least 50 million people that listen. Yeah. You're going to talk to a whole fucking lot of people. Probably at least 50 million people would listen if he did that debate. Now, it's already almost October. We haven't had a single debate between Trump and Biden. Now, if there's no debate between Trump and Biden, we know that it's not because of Trump, because he doesn't give a shit. I mean, he'll debate a hamburger. But, you know, there's two issues I have here. Number one is that it makes Biden appear weak and afraid to not debate. Like, he's afraid of Trump. Number two is duty. A big, ploppy duty. Number two is that, you know, it's audience. It's people. You have to be out there. If you want to make your point across, you've got to make your point. You have to talk to people. You've got to make your case. And what is he doing if he thinks he's just going to win this election without talking to people, without winning over people? It's just he's playing it so safe that it's kind of obvious to me that he's going to lose in a big way. And he's making so many of the same mistakes Hillary made, like not going on Howard Stern. She admitted it, she should have. And here he is. Here's Biden doing the exact same thing, trying to play it safe. He's really afraid of Trump. And I imagine some of it is because Biden's a stutterer. He's afraid Trump will scare him like a bully, and then he'll start stuttering and look like a silly. But doesn't matter, you know. He can have points, something to read. If he can't get, maybe he's the wrong candidate then. If he can't get through a debate. If we don't have a candidate that's capable of debating the current incumbent president, who's responsible for umpteen deaths, millions, thousands of deaths, then maybe we should replace him before he loses. You know, such an important election, so many dumb mistakes being made again. And then I was posting a video about this, and somebody said, like, oh, well, nobody really cares. You know, we don't need to reach these people who just like fart jokes and, you know, these working class schlubs, basically. And I'm like, what's wrong with fart jokes? A vote from somebody who likes fart jokes is worth the exact same amount as a very intellectual, enlightened Democrat centrist that you want. So, and then on The View, Sonny Houston was saying, like, well, Megan brought up the debate. She's like, well, he has 200 million listeners. Or whether or not that figure is right, I don't know. It doesn't matter. 200 million listeners. And then Sonny says, well, I don't see why he shouldn't be in a debate and validate that platform because, you know, he's a racist and he hates trans people and blah, 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 and all this woke shit. And, you know, and Megan didn't deny it. I really like her on The View. She's good. She's honest with her own principles, as fucked up as that might be. And she just said, well, whatever. She didn't say he's not a racist. She didn't say he's not homophobic. She just said, look, he's got 200 million listeners. So you're missing the point. You know, you can make excuses and say, well, you know, he's a horrible person. But the fact of the matter is, that's just keeping Biden away from a humongous number of votes that he could win over. You know, you can't, but that's... And besides, it's all fucking bullshit. Oh, you can't be on Rogan's show because you can't reduce yourself to his level. Sure, but you can take money from insurance companies that fuck over America and take away healthcare and basically get millions of people killed every year, or thousands of people killed because they don't have fucking insurance, and millions of people without insurance. And you take money from fossil fuels and let them ruin the fucking planet. Oh, but you can't go on a show because he misgendered someone. That's such fucking bullshit. They need to be called out, you know. They do. Yeah, they do. Let me see what time it is. Soon I'll be ready for Tammy. Hi. And it's 2:35. Oh, Fred Van Leer liked our video. Oh, that's so exciting. So Fred Van Leer, he's the host of Drag Race Holland. And, you know, me and Fashion Slurry started this new show called Overhoored. That's Overhoured. You can search for it on iTunes. It's still on Yeast Radio. You'll get it on this feed. The way it works is I post it on Yeast Radio, and then I do, like, a category podcast to another feed. So I don't have to, like, do much management with it. But anyway, but so Fashion's been making this wonderful Instagram, also called Overhoured, also on Twitter, Overhoured. But the Instagram, she's done such a great job in putting quizzes and all this beautiful artwork. She's... fucking wind. I gotta switch. Doing all this wonderful artwork and quizzes. So most of the contestants from the show have interacted with us, and even Fred, the host, the RuPaul of the show, has liked several of our posts. It's very exciting. And so we're going to do our first show on Saturday. Apparently the show actually airs, well, I can watch it as early as Thursday night, I think. But we're going to record Saturday morning, and then I'll post it later on Saturday, I guess. So that's exciting. It really is. It's nice to do something different and fun. I posted it, the video of the call, the sort of test show we did on YouTube, and got such a bitchy reply from somebody. I actually deleted it because it was so bitchy. The only comment, because only, like, nobody's looking at it on YouTube, and somebody's like, well, you don't know anything about these queens, you don't know the facts, you don't even pronounce their names right. I'm thinking, well, they're right about the facts, okay, I get that, but if you're talking about pronunciation, no, Fashion Slurry's Dutch, she knows how to pronounce names. Probably they're talking about, there's this queen that made a video, an American queen made a video of all the queens, and he pronounced all their names wrong, because he doesn't know how to pronounce Dutch. So some other bitchy queen who's all jealous and has 4 YouTube subscribers was like reading us for the filth and the tea, whatever the kids say. I gotta learn all this language by Saturday. All the tea. Spill the tea. You know, I gotta learn to tongue pop by Saturday. Maybe Cheryl can teach me. Oh no, she's a cunt. And yeah. So it's very exciting. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. Tongue pop, K-pop. So, I'm really thrilled about it all. My vagina's wet for it. And yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so this person's like so serious, like, you have to know all the facts about the queens and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I didn't respond because I don't like to get into YouTube arguments, especially when somebody only has 4 subscribers, so they're, you know, don't have a large following that it's going to impact. So, who cares? Why bother? But if I had responded, I would have said something like, I'm just doing this for fun. That's why I'm, you know, if I wanted to do a show like everybody else with facts and figures and rumors and all that information, I would do that. But, you know, for me, this is just an, I'm interested in the Dutch cultural aspect of it. I'm interested in the cultural exchange. Mostly I'm interested in just having a nice conversation with Fashion Slurry every Saturday. I mean, that's what these shows are about for me. It's about conversations, except when I'm talking to myself, and then it's still a conversation. It's a conversation with you, a gentle audience. And so yeah, I'm just doing it to relax and have fun. So I'm not competing. We don't have any ads. We don't even have a Patreon for this thing. It's just for fun. So I mean, who knows, it could turn into something. I wouldn't count on it because my podcasting luck sucks. You know, I do it to enjoy myself, and yeah, I think it's exciting and fun. So, you know, I'm not competing with these queens. You don't need to get bitchy with me because you got a YouTube. I may have 6,500 subscribers on my YouTube, but nobody fucking, it's all fucking from Walls Fall Out, and they deleted that video 2 years after it was posted because somebody complained about it. The censorship thing, you know? Which reminds me, so an incident happened yesterday. Google Podcasts, which who the fuck uses Google anyway? Everybody uses iTunes. Anyway, thank God. I mean, Apple Podcasts, because they're probably the most fair of the directories. And what Adam Curry's doing is wonderful with this podcastindex.org thing, an open index. I've talked about it before. It's fabulous, the idea behind it. But anyway, so apparently Google, I've used Google Podcasts for something. I don't know who uses that shit, nobody. But I like to be accurate in all the directories. They sent me an email yesterday saying, well, we've changed your feed address because we know, we think this feed matches your podcast better than the other feed. Well, I've had the other feed for, you know, 15 years or something, close to 15 years. So then Google decides that it doesn't like my feed address, and it instead substituted without my permission, instead of using my normal Yeast Radio feed burner feed, it switched it in Google to a specific category feed for soundscapes. So only if you go to Google Podcasts, the only episodes you'll see on, if you see Yeast Radio on there, are shows that are tagged with podcasts as the category, soundscapes as the category. This is my show, and they're just using a bot to just change my show. It's completely ridiculous. So I forwarded it to Adam. He retweeted it. But this is a great case for why. Well, the big tech, or all tech for that matter, has no business policing art. It's ridiculous. I said this in 2005 when we had the first VloggerCon. That was my sort of Cassandra notification to the world. I said, you know, we got to be careful going forward because the geeks are going to try and become the art police because we're putting all of this content in the hands of technology. And they're not, they don't know how to manage content. They certainly don't know how to curate. So it's going to be a mess if not managed. And that's exactly what we have. We have a lot of censorship. That's censorship. Changing my podcast so that it only shows soundscapes, which is basically this when I walk about, that's censorship. Anyway, I would like to get eaten out someday. That's why I'm going to talk to Tampon Tammies. But don't eat me out when I have a hemorrhoid, because it'll just... You don't want a tongue licking your tongue, right? You don't want that. I'm crossing the street because these people are here begging for shit. I don't know what they want. Money for something. How corrupt is everything? How corrupt but charming at the same time. Everything in America is so, like, pretty and happy and yay. But then underneath it, it's a shitty, nasty bunch of cunts. That's America, right? It looks pretty. I see nice plants, a restaurant, some cute benches, mask-compliant people. And then, but what are these people tweeting? Bunch of nasty shit. I don't know why I'm talking. I have an addiction to podcasting. And it's ridiculous. Have you guys heard of the Delta 8, by the way? It's this new... I don't even know if I... Oh, who cares? It's going to get banned. It's very interesting for any of you if you're potheads and you're in a state where you can't get it legally. There's this new kind of THC. People are going to kill me for talking about it, but nobody listens by this point. Nobody listens to best the first few minutes of my shows anyway. But, yeah. But there's this new THC called THC Delta 8. Normal THC that you get in cannabis is Delta 9. I don't know much about it except that Delta 9 is illegal in general. But Delta 8 is still legal. I guess because it's kind of a new discovery or something, how to get it out of the plant. I don't know what it is, but for some reason it's legal. But the reality of it is it gets you much more fucked up than regular marijuana. So the legal THC gets you more high than regular THC. There's a place here down the street, I'm almost in front of it, called Wake and Bakery, and they sell cookies with this Delta 8. And you can get a cappuccino with Delta 8. And if you have a cappuccino with Delta 8, you will be fucked up for at least a day. And they sell gummies online. You can get them in all 50 states. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I have a friend who took one. And she took they. I don't want to misgender any anonymous people. They took a Delta 8 30 milligram gummy on Wednesday, and they were still high on Saturday. What the fuck is that? That's some strong shit. But I'm just telling you, if any of you wish to partake in that, go ahead and do it soon before they make it illegal, because they will. Whoever they is, I don't know. Oh, here's a new Giving Goddess shop. Shared resources, community, sustainability, social impact, feminine power, woman-owned, minority-owned, and plants. Well, that's a lot of hashtags on a store. Yeah, it sure is. So, yeah, everything's lovely, audience. Everything's lovely. Soon Tampon Tammy will be around for a phone call. 15 minis. Oh, there's Bicycle Meek. What does he want? Maybe he's available. Let's see. Crossing the street. And by the way, where's that fucking update? There's supposed to be the iOS update today. Where the fuck is it? Or let me check my WhatsApp. Let me check that. What a scatterbrained grum this is. Let's see. Let's see. NL set a national... Oh, I thought he was going to be able to talk to me. I tried to get him on earlier, but he's busy. I always wait till the last minute. That's the problem with me and these grums. NL set a national record for positive tests today, COVID. You never know, it's everyone just doing the same old stuff. Well, that's that. Well, I guess I'll go inside now. Get ready for Tampon Tammy. And do my Marx Brothers Side 3A today. Hope you enjoy those old-time radio businesses. I love them. I just think it's a wonderful treasure. Old-time radio. We'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to go inside now. Talk to you from the studio, audience.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, just hanging out at home, Tammy. Tampon Tammy. Tampon Tammy. What are you up to?
Well, I'm proud of you.
Why?
I'm just leaving my work. I'm going to my parents now.
I'm proud of you because you're working. You're a working girl.
Well, Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't play my theme song. Can I play my theme song, please? We can talk over it.
Yes, please.
La 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 yeast. Hi, Tammy. Here we are.
Oh, I love that theme song.
Thanks.
So much.
Thanks.
It's really pretty.
Thank you. Thanks.
And that last grum in that leather pantsuit was just so good.
You didn't even listen to it. Did you hear me finger myself in the bathtub? No.
No.
You just looked at the picture and that's it.
I just looked at the pantsuit and the hair. I was so in love.
Listen. That when you say you listen to a grum, that doesn't count. But I appreciate the compliments.
I don't want to hear myself on the radio. I don't want to hear myself.
It's not a radio. It's a podcast. Nobody cares. Listen. So tell me.
Or the record player or whatever.
I have so yeah. It's a phonograph. Phonograph. Phonograph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It is. Tammy. Tammy.
Yeah.
Tam. I want to know a couple things about your life. I want to know, first of all, are you sober? And sex kind of all, how's your new job?
Well, yeah, I drank a little bit last night, but, I haven't drank today. And as far as the new job goes, I've been there, all week.
How's it going now? Do you like it?
That's good.
Do you like it?
Not really.
Why not?
Not really. I don't think it's a keeper. Let me put it that way.
Why? Does it make you feel like you want to get eaten out? Is that it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You don't
not
get.
At all.
How's the bathroom?
Not at all. How's the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's hot. It's very very hot. There's a single unit bathroom, and it always smells really bad because it's an IT position, so there's always a lot of men going in there to take dumps.
Well, that's COVID.
There is a multi-toilet facility, a little ways around the corner, but it's you know, it's, I don't use that when the men frequent this single toilet facility, and it really gets stunk up pretty good. I mean, it's always rank in there. Today, when I went in there to take a piss, as a matter of fact, when I went in there to lift up the lid, there was like brown splash marks or whatever you call it. Splashed up.
Yeah. Well, there's a Dutch word for it. It's called spetterpoep. Spetterpoep.
Called what?
Spetterpoep. Splattered shit. There's a word. Dutch have a word for splattered shit. Spetterpoep.
Yes. Splattered. Splattered.
Yeah.
It is splattered.
Tammy. I'm worried about you, because when you smell duty in a public restroom, that means you can get the corona, because that's the plume. That's the plume.
Right. And
you don't want to be near the plume.
Right. But I don't think I can get the corona anyway because of the AIDS medication that I take.
I don't understand.
Well, because I take the medications for the AIDS.
So you mean you can't get corona if you have the AIDS?
Right. If you take the AIDS medications, you can't get the coronavirus.
Who told you that?
I think I heard it on the radio or in the New York Post.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's good.
I'm pretty sure that that's true, because the antiretrovirals from the AIDS medication prevent you from getting viruses like, you know, colds and flus and, you know, other viruses, because that's why they're called antiretrovirals.
So.
And they will prevent you from getting the coronaviruses. So, not just this coronavirus, but any coronavirus.
So is it safe to say then that AIDS is the cure for coronavirus 19?
Well, they do think that, yes, some of the AIDS viruses or some of the AIDS drugs are considered as possible treatments.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, they have been considered early on as possible treatments. Now, I don't know what stage of development that's in now.
Right.
You know, I haven't really followed up on it, but I do remember hearing early on.
Well, you
that
heard
it. Was, you know.
Well, you've got a lot of you've got a lot of research to do, Tammy.
Well, did you see about the Chinese lady that was in the Post? She was on Tucker the other night.
Well, the Chinese lady was blocked when my whore cousin from Phoenix posted it on her Instagram. She's a QAnon person. I guess you could say QAnon survivor, my whore cousin. And so she posted it. And then, but before you can click it, it says this is false information, and it's been fact-checked, and it's false from three different sources. So, Tammy, I think the China lady might be lying. I don't know. But I did watch the video, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched it, though. I did watch it, Tammy. I watched it.
I didn't watch it. I have not watched it. I just know that
you
she
just
was
know
on,
about it.
She was on there and stuff.
Right.
And she was on there, and I sent the article. Yeah. I sent the actual paper to a friend of mine who's a researcher at Northwestern, knows all this stuff.
Okay.
And I had her read it.
Right.
Had her read the paper.
The newspaper? The newspaper?
No, not the newspaper. The research paper that the chink wrote.
Why do you got to call her a chink?
The chink wrote.
Why do you got to call her that word? We've talked about this, Tammy. People don't like that.
She's Chinese.
You don't
know.
And
you know what? She's a good Chinese. She's a good Chinese, too.
Tammy.
She really is. Because she's trying to help us.
Tammy, then don't call her a chink. Don't call her a chink.
Well,
it's horrible. I feel bad even saying that when I tell you not to call her that.
Well, I'm still not going to eat her food.
But you're going to eat her pussy? Her hot, wet cunt?
I'm not going to eat, no. I'm not going to have nothing to do with her. I mean, I think it's nice that she's trying to help us. I really do.
Yeah, you do.
But
right.
I'm not going to have nothing to do with her and her people. You know, they're trying to kill us. But the thing is, I don't know for sure. I don't know, because then my friend that read the paper said still be created from nature.
My friend
at Northwestern, she's a doctor. She said, no, it can still be created by nature. And she said that she also said that Steve Bannon was found to be behind backing this paper.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Tammy. Regardless of what caused the pandemic, what has that got to do with how badly Trump fucked up the response to it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that anybody would be happy with anybody's response to it, though, is the thing. I mean, whether it was Hillary or...
Maybe if we didn't have the worst death toll in the whole world, people would be a little, you know, less critical of Trump. I mean, we have the worst death toll on the planet. India is second to us, and they have over a billion people. I mean, we really fucked up the response. So I feel like trying to point at China for the cause of it is just a complete distraction that has nothing to do with the real issue related to right now, which is that Trump fucked it up, which is really why he needs to not be the president anymore. And we need the other vegetable.
Well, we don't know about China, though, because they lie.
I'm not talking about
China. They lie through their teeth.
Yeah, okay, let's assume they lie. But you're saying India lies, too? They have the second most. They still have a shit ton, but nowhere near as many deaths as we have. But they have a much bigger population.
Wow.
Even shitty, dirty India did better than us. What does that tell you, Tammy? Is that because of China? What has China got to do with the response? It's just a distraction. It's a red herring, like an Agatha Christie novel. Can we talk about something else? I don't like talking about this. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the pandemic. I can't even listen to the news in the morning anymore because it's pandemic, 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 corona, 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 corona. I had to switch my morning NPR, and now I have to listen to this goddamn yoga chill station on Sirius because it's the only thing my life partner and I can agree on because the news is too upsetting. So, Tammy, I don't need to be more upset talking to you about this fucking virus. I'm fucking sick of it. I don't do a podcast so I can hear more about this fucking COVID-93. I'm tired of it, Tammy.
Right.
I'm tired of it.
Right.
I'm sick of it, sick of it, sick of it.
I am too.
Now, let's
Me
talk
too.
About your sobriety.
Oh, let's don't.
Why? Are you still drinking? People want to know.
No, I'm not going to drink today. I'm not, no.
When was your last drink or drive?
I'm not going to drink today because I did last night.
You did last night?
Yeah.
Well, how much did you drink and but you're not going to today.
Last night?
Yeah.
No.
You
no.
didn't?
No.
You,
no, I'm not tonight. No.
But you did last night.
I did last night, yes.
So as they would say...
I did last night because I was very stressed out.
About what? Your new job?
I'm trying to learn this new job,
When did you start?
Monday.
Well, you know...
Very stressful.
Tammy, we've had some... I don't know. I don't feel comfortable talking about this, but we had a massive layoff where I work yesterday. And I survived, but a lot of people
really?
Didn't. People like... I know I've worked very closely with, I'd say more than half of my over the department level above me was probably let go yesterday. It was horrible. It was like a, I called it a red wedding. It's terrible, Tammy, what's going on in this country. All these companies getting tax breaks, and then, to make matters worse or to improve their profits, they just fire people. They use it as an excuse. You know, they shouldn't be allowed to take money from the government and then fire people. That should be a restriction. You know what I'm saying?
A friend of mine got let go from Kohl's.
Oh, the Kohl's?
Yeah, Kohl's, vice president of menswear.
Vice what? Vice president of menswears.
Can you edit that?
Yeah, let me put a fork in it. Yeah, I'll edit it.
Yeah.
I put a fork in it.
Yeah.
Remind me to take out thing that Tammy just mentioned about 30 seconds ago about a friend. Okay, I just put that note in to myself.
Yeah. It was a bloodbath at Kohl's, too. Lots of fashion executives got the boot.
Can you use a fictitious thing?
What? Generic fashion executive.
At Bed Bath & Beyond?
Fashion executive.
At Bed Bath & Beyond.
Cold.
But I prefer Bed Bath & Beyond. Don't you hate that place?
Like
you like Bed Bath & Beyond?
It's okay.
It is.
I mean, I was raped in the bathrooms once. So, you know.
You were raped in there?
I'm kind of traumatized every time I go in there.
You were raped in a Bed Bath & Beyond or a Kohl's?
A Bed Bath & Beyond bathroom.
See, I've never been raped in one, but I raped the toilet in one. I remember taking the biggest explosive duty, like we were talking spitter poop. I exploded in a Bed Bath. You ever have some shits that they're just so fucking memorable you remember them for years?
Well, there's that one picture that I took at Macy's. Remember the one the explosion I had at Macy's in Herald Square?
I'm supposed to remember that? How do I don't catalog your duties. How am I supposed to know that?
I took a picture of it. I showed it all. An Instagram account called Bathroom Explosion.
Oh.
It might even still be up. I don't know. I haven't checked it forever, but there was an Instagram account called Bathroom Explosion. And it was, I barely made it into the stall.
Wait, you think it's still on there, or did you delete it?
I don't know.
Oh, is it,
I can't.
Was there a space bar in it?
I think there might be.
Bathroom explosion. Oh, no, there's a hashtag bathroom explosions, but I don't see any duty. Let me just search for the it. Bathroom. Exploration? No.
Yeah, bathroom explosion.
Oh, wait. Bathroom exploration has a picture of a duty. Oh, no, it's toilet. Sorry. Oh, jeez, Tammy, I don't know if I can do this.
It's a toilet. It's a toilet. And it's just, I mean, I got the wall and everything because as I was, like, pulling the panties down and going down onto the toilet seat, it was...
Oh.
You know, and I don't want to say it was spraying because it really wasn't spraying because it was all solid.
So there wasn't a spray.
It was a good solid one.
So it was solid, but it was still an explosion?
But it's still just, I mean, it just, it was a good one. I mean,
it was a good dude. Oh, that's great.
I was really proud.
I'm proud of you for doing that, sort of.
I was proud.
Well, you should be proud.
I was just, I felt good.
Proud Mary, keep
on
duty.
I felt good. Proud Mary, keep on tamponing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hang on, I got to adjust my audio. I'm going to do a test. So this is pad in lowest position now, but it feels low. I'm going to put the pad in the middle position. I don't mean the tampon pad. Hold on, I got to adjust. Hello, test. Okay. Hold on. Okay, I'm still there, but I'm going to make it louder now. A little bit louder now. A little bit louder. Okay, so now I'm in middle pad. Mini pad 14. I think that's better, but we'll try 14 from the rest of the gram. Sorry, I'm testing. I hate to do that to you, Tammy. It's not nice, right? To test.
Well, it sounds better.
It shouldn't sound any different to you. Does?
Yeah.
I don't think it does. You're pulling my leg. My labia.
Now I can hear you better. You were fading out towards the end.
The end. So, you don't want to talk about your sobriety? People on Secret Telegram group want to know.
What do they want to know for?
They were showing dicks in there today.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
They need to knock that stuff off because that one guy was talking about some pervert sending him a picture of him as a child. Now, that was scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
That was very scary.
But he's British.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, but Tammy, he's British. Yeah. That's Toby.
Oh, well, when you're British, you get all kinds of weird stuff anyway.
Yeah, he's British. And he's got a big penis, but he won't show it to me. He won't show it to me.
Who?
His name
is British?
The British. His name is T-D-Y-L-N. He used to be Twinkle Boy, but then he gained a lot of weight, so now he's just, because he's not really a Twinkie. You can't really be Twinkie and larger, you know what I mean? So now he's T-D-Y-L-N, but he's got a very popular program. He's a very nice person, but he's British, you know?
Well, I wouldn't talk to him then.
You think I shouldn't talk to him because he's British?
If you're going to talk to him, ask him about Diana Rigg dying. That's what you should talk to him about.
Well, I haven't talked to him on the show. Now, you met Diana Rigg.
Don't talk to him on the show. Just talk to him on the chat thing.
Oh. But I don't care about Diana Rigg like you do. But I want to know, though, you met Diana Rigg. Can you tell us about that? I know you got her autograph. You posted on your Instagrams.
Yeah.
So what was that for you? What was it like to meet Diana's Rigg?
I went and saw my first and only Broadway show out of all the time I lived in New York. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I'll never see another one. I saw My Fair Cunt, and and it was so fucking awful, a musical. And I only went to see it so that I could say that I saw Diana Rigg on Broadway. And just so I could finally go and see a fucking Broadway show. And I wrote a fan letter, and I sent her, you know, a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Stamped.
Sent it to the theater at Lincoln Center.
Stamped.
And what?
You said stomped.
What are you talking about?
Well, you said self-addressed stomped.
Whatever.
It's stamped.
Stamped envelope.
Stamped.
Yeah. And that's what I sent her. And so I sent that to her. And
you fucked her?
And I told her. Well, I told her that I really wanted her to tell Wanda Bentham to return my pictures.
Yeah.
And
who is Wanda Bentham?
Benedict Cumberbatch's brother.
Okay, hold on.
Wanda Bentham is Benedict Cumberbatch's mother.
Wanda Bentham is Benedict Cumberbatch's mother?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
She's a very popular British actress.
Is she popular?
And actually, she's got a new... Somebody bought her domain and redid her website, and I owned it for a little while.
You're kidding.
And they did a wonderful job on her website.
You owned Wanda Bentham's website?
I owned Wanda Bentham. I owned the domain for a few years.
Did you sell it?
And I never did anything with it.
Oh, you just,
I didn't sell it, no. I just didn't renew it. And somebody bought it, and they did a wonderful job with it. And they actually have Wanda Bentham's audition for Emma Peel's for for her replacing Diana Rigg on The Avengers.
Oh, wow.
On there. Yeah, it's pretty neat. But anyway, so she said, so Diana Rigg sent me a really nice little letter and told me to, she wrote on this thing, she said, go chase up Benedict Cumberbatch if you want to get a hold of Wanda and anything. And anyway, I wrote this letter and finally got Wanda Bentham's autograph, but I got Diana Rigg's as well.
Yeah.
And she sent it in her Queen of Thorns outfit, which I was just, you know, ecstatic about.
Yeah, beautiful. I loved her in that.
You know.
You loved her in that too, right? The Game is Thrown?
What?
Diana Rigg.
The Queens of Thorns.
The Game is Thrown. Yeah. You liked it, right?
Yeah, Game of Thorns. Yeah.
I loved it. I loved that show.
Yeah, I loved it.
Especially
I loved it until the last three episodes.
Yeah, it got really stupid. Well, it's hard to make a show
turn
end
out.
Right.
Yeah.
They fucked over that little blondie, though. Why they got to make her so mean? Though it was kind of cool, though, because they show you that your heroes aren't always heroes. I thought it was kind of a cool message, but the way they executed it was pretty bad, right?
Who are you talking about?
The girl with the titties that didn't show her titties after the first season. What's her name? Dracaria. With the, you know, the lady of the storms and the stormborns.
Cersei?
No, stormborns.
She, yeah.
She's a filthy whore.
You know, she did wrong. She did wrong and she had to be punished.
Right.
You know, she couldn't hold her end of the bargain up.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you mean?
She had to be punished.
You mean in real life?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, on the show, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she did wrong.
And, well,
you know, sometimes it happens.
In real life, she almost died. She had like a brain aneurysm or something. It was horrible. And she was on NPR Fresh Air with Terry Gross. Is Terry Gross a lesbian?
No, she's not. She's actually not. She's just an old hippie.
Because she had that one lesbian. She's been in a lot of shows. What's her name? Shug Avery or something? What is her name? She was in the last Woody Allen movie. She plays these old grovelly lesbians. She's very typecast. Cherry Jones.
Yeah.
Do you know who Cherry Jones is?
I think I do, and I know, like, I'd know her if I saw her.
Did you see Succession?
I just farted. Did you hear it?
You sounded really good.
Did
you see Succession, Tammy? Did you see Succession? The Grunt.
Yes, I watched that show.
Okay, so she played the matron of that other family with the liberal media company. And
yes.
They're supposed to sell. That's Cherry Jones, the matriarch.
Anyway,
she was flirting with Terry Gross, and Terry Gross was flirting with her back. It was almost like you could smell the fish. That's why I was asking if she's a lesbian. Because the flirting is so... I mean, Cherry Jones definitely is. And then she says to Cherry Jones,
right.
She's like, I'm not sure, but it seems like you're the type of person who doesn't have any plastic surgery. Am I right? I mean, is that really a nice question to ask in an interview? Or is that lesbian flirting?
That's lesbian flirting. And that's lesbianism. And that's rude is what it is, because it's sexual assumption. You know, I mean, it's just her just outright, you know, saying, I want to eat your pussy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's just rude.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like, why couldn't you just say, you know what? I don't know if you're interested, but I wouldn't mind going out and taking you out on a date or something.
And eating your vagina.
Yeah, because then at least, why couldn't you at least say, do you want a scissor? You know, or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's just like you were asking me about, you know, penile anus parade.
No, I asked you about
pride.
If you were going to go to the gay pride parade, and you said no, and I said, but... Why not? She said, because you're not that into your sexuality. And my answer, and I still haven't really gotten a good answer, is, Well, why don't you, you're so into cunt juice, you would go to the cunt juice parade, right? And you were, of course, said, yes, Madge, I would go to the cunt juice parade, but there isn't one. There isn't a cunt juice parade, Madge. So I would like
because
you to
explain. Because we don't feel we need one.
Why not?
We just don't feel there's a need for cunt juice parade because cunt juice is just, you know, you just do cunt juice. I don't know. It's just. But, you know, I mean, there's no reason to jump up and down on a float in a Speedo and you know, scream with music playing about cunt juice.
No. If you've, well, first of all, that's not the same thing. If you had a cunt juice parade, you would not be standing in a Speedo. You would probably be free bleeding on a float. So I don't think that's a fair comparison. Secondly, when you're a gay man, or a woman, and you go on the float, and you want to show off your body that you've been working on all year. What's wrong with that? You worked very hard on your body. You're going to wear a Speedo. Plus, it titillates people. And maybe you're in a marriage, a dry, stale marriage, and you've seen this hot person on the float. And then you go home, and it inspires you to fuck your withered old hole husband or wife. Because you can imagine this sexy beast you saw on the float. I mean, there's a lot of purposes. Plus, if it wasn't for Pride Parade, what would Lori Lightfoot go? What would she be marching in? Lori Lightfoot. What would she do on Pride Day, if not for the parade?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, these are questions you need to answer, Tammy, if you're going to bring up such an issue. And I feel like you need to we need to discuss these things on Yeast Radio. And that's what it's
about. But I've got to go.
Why?
I've got to go.
All right.
I've got to go. I may be able to call you back later.
Well, I'll just masturbate my vagina then because you've left me high and dry, but that's okay. I'll survive.
All right. I've got to go.
Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, honey.
Squish sound. Anyway, that's me, Madge, talking to some people, talking to Tampon Tamara. Why? This bitch lies. What the fuck is that? Why are you sending me that? What the fuck? What the fuck? Deborah's sending a click. She's sending me a message to click on http://192.168.1.1. What the fuck are you doing? Question mark. She is a dumb cunt. Anyway, I don't know what else I can talk about. I don't know. I talked on my Grum. I talked to Tammy. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I guess I could work, you know. I was watching my girlfriend. She's on her way home, and she's far away. This fucking bitch. She's far away, and she's on a bike. She went to visit a friend on the west side, and I'm nervous. I had her share her location, and she's taking Belmont, which makes me nervous because it's a busy street. I told her how to do Google directions. And I think Google's giving shitty directions, or she couldn't get it to work on the speaker. Anyway, who cares? Anyway, I mean, I care, but I know you don't, audience. Why am I still talking? Let's see. I know Deborah said she's busy. I don't care. I want to call her anyway. I'm just sick. Sick of this. Not sick. I just feel bitchy and shitty all of a sudden. I don't like being dumped like that, Tammy. Why you gotta dump my ass like that? It's like Lady Bunny doing that shit to me. The same fucking thing, right? It's the same fucking thing. All right, where's my Skype? Oh, I quit Skype. Yeah, so anyway, we were talking earlier about my vagina. I was testing my gutter snipe, my thing holder. Let's see here. Who can I? Deborah? No, she's not online. No, that's not Deborah. I mean, that is Deborah, but she's not online, so that doesn't work. But I can try her phone, right? Let's see. Deborah, what is her phone number? Hold on. I'm so sorry, audience. I hate this. Let's see. Contacts. Let's see, Deborah. I don't know what the fuck. She said not to call her. I don't believe her. She said she's busy with family. I'm sorry. I just don't believe her. So I'm going to call her anyway. Yeah, I'm going to try. Hello? She better not give me that. She better have changed her voicemail so it doesn't just say some generic shit. I'll be pissed. Fucking bitch. She's not going to answer, though. She's too important. She's too important for me. Now that she has Patreon.
Your call has been forwarded.
Fuck you. Oh, well. Well, audience, I guess I'll play my Marx Brothers typical thus and so. And meanwhile, have a nice day. Eat it out and stuff.
You know, I'm still a little mystified about Chico Marx turning into an orchestra leader. And the last time I saw you, Chico, you were riding too high on a bicycle around a big store from the picture of the same name. How come this switch all of a sudden to orchestra leading?
Well, I tell you, Tobe, it's this way. All of a sudden, I got to the idea I like the lead of the band. So I think, who is the best man to help me build a band? And I think of just the man. He was in Hollywood, too. His name is Ben Pollock.
Not the Ben Pollock. You mean the man we've often told our bandwagon passengers all about? Ben Pollock, the daddy of swing?
That's the one. How do you like to meet him, Toby?
I'd like to meet him, Chico, and I'd like our passengers to know him, too.
Come here, Shorty. Shake hands with Toby.
Hello, Ben. Really, it's a pleasure to have you here on the old Fitch bandwagon.
I feel right at home here, Toby. So many of the boys who played with you on your guests, I feel that I know you so well.
Yes, we've had a lot of the boys who spent the early days with you, as a matter of fact, Ben. Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman. Gosh, I could go on and name any number.
There's Harry James, Glenn Miller, Charlie Spivak, Bob Chester, Muggsy Spaniard.
Oh, no, you can stop right there. We'll be here till Tuesday. You know, I'll never forget the swing band you brought to New York in 1929 to open the Park Central Hotel. That band contained many of our present-day name leaders. No doubt Benny Goodman deserved his title of King of Swing, but I'm sure no one would dispute your right to be called the Daddy of Swing. Say, Chico, I'd say that you sure picked a winner when you got Ben Pollock as your co-worker. Who did he play with?
Who did he play with? Well, he played with Rimsky-Korsakov, Shostakovich, Mussorgsky, Prokofiev, Bateri.
Man, he really must know his music.
What do you mean, music? That's the note. That's the Notre Dame football team.
Oh, it is, huh? Well, if that's the Notre Dame football team, let's see him tackle one of these Chico Marx versions of Pagliacci, and I mean the real one.
Okay, 1472, 1673, hike!
We'll be right back.
arrangement of Pagliacci played by the Chico Marx Orchestra, and believe me, that is a sensational arrangement.
We're happy to have with us this Sunday one of my favorite comedians, Mr. Groucho Marx. Groucho.
Francis, I just heard that there are a bunch of Marines here. You know, I've got a nephew in the Marines.
Oh, how does he like it?
How does he like it? Listen to this letter I just got.
All right.
Here, just pull up my lap and sit down. He says, Dear Uncle Groucho, I'm writing this letter to prove to you that life in the Marines isn't all you've been led to believe. Only one fellow I met here has a real tough job. He has to water the oak leaves on the major's shoulders. And my top sergeant is so sweet and considerate, we all call him Mom. Let me tell you what happens here on a typical day.
Yoo-hoo, Private Marx, yoo-hoo.
Oh, where am I?
You're in the Marines and it's time to get up.
Who are you?
I'm your sergeant. It's almost time for breakfast. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? I distinctly remember leaving my call for 11:30.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's probably all my fault. But since you're awake now, how about getting up and having breakfast?
Oh, I'm a lazy old private this morning. I think I'll have breakfast in bed. Besides, I just can't make up my mind what to wear.
Doesn't nice Private Groucho Groucho want to go to the mess hall with nice Sarge Wargy?
Well, maybe you've got something. Maybe you've got something. But first, I better make my bed.
You know the first lieutenant always makes your bed. This is the mess hall, Private Marx.
I see. What's the inscription over the door?
Oh, that. It says, through these portals pass the most beautiful kitchen police in the world.
Good morning, Private.
Oh, Groucho, this is Tony Romano, our steward. He comes from a long line of English butlers.
Well, tell him to get off the line and serve breakfast.
Breakfast is quite ready, sir. We have roasted pheasant, caviar, coddled eggs.
Oh, darn, the same old things. Why don't they give us what we really want? Mush.
Oh, I'll inform the chef, sir. He always welcomes suggestions. Now, begging your pardon, sir, would you and the sergeant prefer to be seated in the patio or in our intimate dining lounge in the radar room?
Oh, we'll just rough it at the colonel's table.
pretty good, sir, but Colonel Carpenter hasn't finished his breakfast yet.
I'll take care of that. Well, well, well. Good morning, Colonel.
Private Marx. And Sergeant Langford. Good morning indeed.
At ease, Colonel.
Oh, thank you. Oh, did you and the sergeant want my table?
Yes, Colonel, we're famished.
Well, of course, by all means. I'll just grab a bite somewhere else. Terribly sorry I kept you waiting.
That's quite all right, but see that it doesn't happen again.
I won't. Oh, by the way, Private, I noticed that your shoes aren't shined, your tie is untied, your brass is all smudgy, and your coat is completely unbuttoned.
Is something wrong with that, Colonel?
Oh, no, no, that's what we like. Just be yourself. And by the way, I'm having 500 beautiful girls here tonight to dance with you fellows.
Oh, rats, there goes my check again.
But tomorrow, I'm afraid you may be asked to report aboard ship. We're going for a little sail. However, our destination will be decided by popular vote.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but I won't be able to join you. I've got a 12-hour pass.
A 12-hour pass? Why, you can't have any fun in 12 hours.
That's what you think.
Here, I'll write you out a 6-day pass. No, on second thought, I'll just leave the time blank and you can fill it out yourself.
Splendid, I'll do that. Well, good day, Colonel. You may go now. Oh, gosh, I'm tired. Sure was a busy day. Oh, I'm glad all us Marines get these springy rest mattresses. Oh. Come in. Oh, hello, Sarge.
Good Good evening, Private.
Are you going to sing me to sleep again tonight?
Why, of course I am. Now lie back and we'll have you off to dreamland in no time. Rock-a-bye, Groucho, here's the Sandman.
I saw you first, so tell him to scram.
Close little eyelids, try to count sheep. So rock-a-bye, Groucho, time for your sleep.
The GI Journal goes to press.
Hello, Editor-in-Chief Groucho Marx speaking. What's that? You want to put an ad in GI Journal? Wait a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, shoot. Young man with high starch collar would like to meet girl with hair piled high above her head. Object, clang, clang, clang. Yes, we printed right up. That reminds me, I hope somebody answers my ad for a secretary. That's either an answer to the ad or a termite with brass knuckles. Come in.
Hello, Groucho.
Well, Lucille Ball.
Groucho, I came here in answer to your ad for a secretary. Would you like to hear my qualifications?
Never mind, I can see them. You're one secretary I can take on face value. And the rest of you is pretty valuable, too.
Thank you.
Let me have your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute.
Yes, we'll play shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute, Groucho. That baying won't do you any good. I'm just here to be your secretary. I have no intention of spending all day running around this desk.
Good. I've always wanted a secretary that wouldn't run. Also, some shirts. I'm really glad you applied for the job. I haven't seen you in quite a while, although I've heard plenty about your brother, Miss Ball.
What brother?
One meat. Well, so much for family affairs, Lucille. Let's get down to work.
Fine.
What are you doing after work?
I'm sorry, Groucho. I never mix business with pleasure.
So much for business. Let's get down to pleasure. Let me have your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Groucho, I can't understand you.
I don't know why not. I'm a very simple man with very simple tastes. I like nothing better than to sit in front of an open fire with a dog and a pipe. Of course, if you can't get a pipe, you smoke a cigar.
Please, Groucho, we're not getting anywhere.
You may not be getting anywhere, but I'm 2 feet closer than when you first came in.
What is it with you, Groucho? I'll bet you think of nothing but women from morning till night.
I also mess with Mr. In-Between. Gosh, Lucille, a pretty girl like you. Aren't you interested in men?
One subject at a time. We were talking about you.
You've cut me to the quick, but it's not your fault. I just happen to have a very touchy quick. Oh, well, if you really want to go to work, take a letter.
Go ahead.
To whom it may concern. Dear to whom?
Dear to whom? Who's whom?
There's nobody whom, but you'll find the key under the door, man. Never mind. Take an office, inter-office communication. Dear Johnny Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller? Is he working on GI Journal?
Of course. He's in charge of the Y-Life column.
Really? Where is he now?
I read that badly. He's in charge of the Y-Life column. There's nothing there.
Really? Where is he now?
Probably at the Palladium. He leads a pretty wild life, you know.
Gee, Johnny Weissmuller. Tarzan himself. He's so strong and so muscular. He's a real ape man.
Ape man, indeed. What about me?
Well, I've seen you make a monkey of yourself, too. Gosh, I'd love to meet Johnny.
Come in.
Hello,
needed, a revolving door.
Johnny Weissmuller!
Hello, little man. How's your column on wildlife coming along?
Great. Now, how about an introduction?
An introduction? Certainly. My name is Groucho Marx. Glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you too, Johnny. I'm Lucille Ball.
The pleasure is all mine. Gee, you're sweet.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, you're keen.
Oh, you're wonderful. So strong and manly.
You're beautiful.
Anybody want to shoot a game of pool?
I'm getting kind of hungry. Do you mind if I go to lunch, Chief?
I guess you'd better. You've had a very busy day so far.
Pardon me, Miss Ball, but I'd like to take you to lunch.
Oh, I'd love to go to lunch with you, Johnny. See you later, Groucho.
So long, Chief.
Fine thing. He's taking her to lunch, and only this morning he promised to split his coconut with me. Come in.
Hello.
Well, if it isn't Gravel Gertie. What are you hitting Stonewall Jackson?
Is this the office of the G.I. Journal?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you that wouldn't get me 10 years in the federal pen?
My name is Steffi Schmuggelmeier, and I'd like to put an ad in your classified section.
Oh, I see. Well, pull up a bulldozer and sit down. what is it you want us to print?
I'm offering a $50,000 reward for the return of my Cocker Spaniel.
$50,000 for a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes.
Hand me the flea powder. I'm yours.
Mr. Marks, it seems to me you're crazy about money.
Money? Why, money is the root of all evil. It's the cause of all the unhappiness and tragedy in this world.
I have $3 million.
Marry me and make me miserable. And I think you're the kid who can do it.
You know, I also have 40 acres.
Yes, I see you brought them with you. Let me put my arms around your subdivisions.
Oh, Mr. Marks.
You have 40 acres, and I have 40 acres. We'll get married, go on a honeymoon, and pretty soon, who knows, we'll have 80 acres.
Oh, this is love at first sight. The minute I saw your clothes, I was crazy about you.
Why? What was I wearing that attracted you?
Pants.
That's right, I was wearing them. Ah, my dear, you remind me of something all the world is searching for and cannot find.
I do.
Yes, you're so round, so firm, so fully packed. And I'll bet you light up quicker, too. Yes, darling, let me cover your face with kisses. On second thought, just let me cover your face.
No, I have guys by the dozen.
Really?
Yes. They're afraid to go out with me unless they're in groups.
Forget about all the others, money bags. Just let me hold you close.
Mr. Marks, just what is your objective?
It ain't Burma. Ah, girly girl, I fell for you the minute you told me you were loaded.
When will you marry me?
As soon as I get loaded. Come in.
Hello, boss.
Oh, it's you, Johnny. Sugar cake, I want you to meet Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh.
What's the matter with her?
Don't you see? Her bobby socks are quivering.
Mr. Marks, our engagement is broken. Johnny Weissmuller, come here, you big, strong brute, and overpower poor, weak me.
I'm betting I'm poor, weak you.
Shall we go to a restaurant for some lunch?
I just had lunch.
Shall we go outside for a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Then let's go to a bar for some cocktails.
I don't drink.
Take him to a pool. I know he can swim. Oh, well, if I were a famous guy from Africa, the girls would flock around me, too. Yes, sir. Livingston Marks, the famous African explorer. I can picture the whole thing now.
Africa, the mysterious continent. Africa, dim, dark, beautiful.
Now, isn't that ridiculous? If it's so dim and dark, how does he know it's beautiful? Oh, well, I must get on with my expedition. I'll have to call my number one boy. Where's my number one boy?
Here I am, Chief.
Why aren't the boys at home built like this? Oh, water, water, please, please. I must have water. Water.
Are you thirsty, Chief?
No, but if I don't rinse my undies, who'll dance with me?
Don't you think we've stayed at this spot long enough?
You're right. We must move along, Miss Ball. We shall go straight forward.
Have you looked over the terrain?
I haven't taken my eyes off you all day. Get our expedition together. Marks is on the move.
I've been meaning to ask you something, Chief. This is the smallest expedition I ever saw. Do you realize that there's just you and me in this safari?
Well, what's so wrong with that? So fairy, so goody. But enough of this. Let's get going.
Okay, but be careful on the trail, Chief. I think there's an elephant pit ahead.
Nonsense. You must be mistaken.
No, I'm not, Chief. There's an elephant pit ahead.
How do you like that? I've had trouble with oranges and lemons, but I never knew elephants had pits. Sometimes I wonder why I continue with this expedition, months and months searching through Africa.
Don't you remember, Chief? You're looking for the missing link.
So I am, Miss Ball. Sometimes I wish you had never dropped that charm bracelet.
How can you joke about this, Chief? Why, the entire civilized world is waiting for you to discover the missing link.
But sometimes I get so discouraged.
I know. But I'm here, and I insist that you carry on.
Well, that's nice, because you're just the girl I'd like to carry on with. But I must warn you, the jungle is a dangerous place.
I'm not afraid of danger.
You know what it is to walk along, surrounded on all sides by fierce howling?
Certainly, I've entertained at army camp. But you're right about those wild animals, Chief. Look in that tree behind you. I just spotted a leopard.
Really? I thought they were born that way. Never mind that leopard. I see a zebra up ahead in the clearing.
Oh, yes. Just look at those beautiful stripes.
We're going after that zebra. Quick, hand me my paintbrush.
You can't kill him with a paintbrush.
Who wants to kill him? I just want to reduce him to a PFC.
Oh, I have a feeling something terrible is going to happen. Listen. Drums. I wonder what they're saying.
They're saying dum diddy yum diddy yum dum dum.
I think the headhunters are on the warpath.
Stay right where you are.
If this kid isn't hunting for another head, she should be.
Look, it's the queen of the Amazons. This must be Amazon territory.
Amazon? You mean those big, strong women?
Well, what did you think I was, a river?
Well, you could be, from the way you've overflowed your banks.
What are you Amazons going to do with us?
We are not interested in you. It's this man we want. We Amazons haven't seen a man in 20 years. And now we've finally got one.
What are you going to do to me?
Tomorrow night, we're going to put you in a room and file in one by one and find out what 5 o'clock shadow looks like.
Let's get out of here. Let's make a break for it.
It won't do you any good. You're surrounded. There's a girl behind every tree.
What is this, Africa or Griffith Park?
You're my captain, and I'm going to lock you up. If you don't abide by your decision, we'll have you beheaded.
What is your decision?
We'll have you beheaded.
Will you give me just 10 minutes?
What for?
I want to go out and sell my neckties. Gosh, of all times to be captured, just when I was about to discover the missing link. Never has anyone been so close to that gruesome half-man, half-beast.
You said it. Move over.
I can't move. I'm tied up like a sailor's allotment.
Well, I wish they hadn't tied us to the same tree anyway. What do you think these Amazons are going to do with us?
I don't know what they'll do to you, but judging from that glint in the queen's eye, what's going to happen to me shouldn't happen to the guy who censored this line.
Only a miracle can save us. Oh! What in the world was that?
That's Dr. Bowen, your friendly credit dentist.
Oh, what a magnificent physique. Look at him swinging through those trees.
What's so hard about that? Everybody travels like that down here. What are you expecting to do, take the sunset bus?
Wait, he's heading right for me.
Why shouldn't he head for you? All he can get from me is a cool glance and a chest full of cigar ashes.
Quiet. Here he comes.
Me, Tarzan.
Me, Lucille Ball.
Me like you.
Me like you.
Me glad.
Me nauseous.
Who that? Where's sound come from?
Right over there. Right over here. This is a two-family tree.
Who are you?
Outside of being nauseous, I'm Livingston Marks, the great explorer. Now be a nice ape man and untie these thongs.
Thongs?
Yes, and if you say you're welcome, I'll never see another Tarzan picture as long as I live. Now
wait.
Cut these ropes.
Wait, if Tarzan save you, will you help Tarzan find boy?
Boy?
Tarzan's son, him disappear a long time ago. Right after man who fly like bird, bring white paper.
What did it say on the paper?
Greetings.
If you get us out of this, we'll do everything we can to help you find your son.
Look, look, something crawling out of the underbrush.
Hey, who that?
Good afternoon. How do you do? How do you do? Salute. Hello, Papa.
You got a uniform on. Who are you, anyway?
I'm a Colonel Captain Lieutenant Private Sad Sack.
Private Sad Sack, what are you doing in the heart of the Belgian Congo?
Belgian Congo? I knew I shouldn't have turned left on Vine Street.
Boy, how did you come home?
Well, Pop, I got a plane that's the priority. See, I took a steamboat. I got a lift on a destroyer. How do you get a jeep out of second?
Tarzan, glad to see boy. Now you help me save explorer.
Oh, sure. I'll save.
You don't quit saving. People think you're Jack Benny.
Look, boy, another side of tree. Pretty girl. Make fine mate for Tarzan, boy.
Hello, Jackie, darling.
It's Gita. It's Gita.
Make someone whistle for me.
It's the Queen of the Amazons. Quick, Tarzan, Zack, hide.
Right.
Hello, you two. How's every little thing?
Oh, we can't kick. In fact, we can't even move.
You'll have to excuse my lack of hospitality. I've been having a facial. It does wonders for my complexion. Do you like the color?
Yes, it's very becoming. Elephant wallow gray. Now get these ropes off us, Queen. I've got friends in the jungle. If you don't let us go, I'll call Tarzan.
You'll call Tarzan? That's a hot one. Come out of those bushes, you weasel.
Yes, ma'am. Here I am. Tarzan loved Jane.
Jane? Are you Jane?
Of course I'm Jane. Who do you think I was?
Phil Spitalny's brass section.
Now?
And don't Spitalny floor.
Come on, back to your hut, Tarzan. How many times must I tell you to stop running around the jungle without your Dr. Denson's on? Wait. Somebody else is skulking around in those bushes. Come out of there, you.
Coming, Mother.
Wait a minute. Turn around, Sack. At last, I found it, the missing link. There's just one thing I must know. How did you ever pass the physical to get into the Army?
Well, the day I was inducted, the entire draft, the examining physician, all of the doctors, all of the... I wore my tail up that day.
Well, gang, I see it's time to lock up the presses for the night, but first I want to thank our four-star reporters for getting out this edition of G.I. Journal. This is Groucho Marx saying, so long, men.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be extra, but don't bring us no diapers with waste in it, please. Okay. You mean as far as bowel movement waste?